Back now with day-to-day, the Philadelphia Phillies took Game 4 of the World Series last night, so they are ahead of the Tampa Bay Rays 3-1. Ryan Howard hit 2 home runs for the Phillies, and if you were watching last night or many other nights recently, probably you're aware that we are now hearing players. We're hearing what they're saying because they're mic'd up. I think that's the term that they're using. We're speaking with Bob Bowman. He's CEO of Advanced Media at Major League Baseball. Bob, welcome to Day to Day. Is it called mic'ing up?
Sure. It's called a lot of things, but mic'ing up is as good as any. And what it allows is for the fans at home to hear what's really going on in a baseball game. Baseball has that pace of a game that's so enjoyable, where the players can talk to each other and occasionally to an umpire, and the managers do the same, and aren't we all just dying to find out what they're saying? And on MLB.com, we're actually running a feed, 4 different feeds, from various vantage points in the ballpark, including a dugout, and with people who are mic'd up, including Joe Maddon last night. And it makes for an interesting game to be even better.
Hold on. Here's Joe Maddon. He's the manager of the Tampa Bay Rays. He's speaking to an umpire in Game 1.
So he's going home all the way right there, and then he decided to throw to first base, and that's why he got it as a buck. If he was a reader, I have no dispute whatsoever.
I understand what you're saying. The only thing I look for at that is if I see a step. His feet start this way together, and he ended up stepping that much closer to first base.
You know, Bob, listening to this, I'm not entirely sure what they're talking about, the read and all that, but it does feel intimate. I'm a part of that conversation.
Well, it's all English. It's a slightly different language. And what this recent clip showed is words and intonations and sort of definitions in one person's view versus another's. And in the end, the umpire wins almost every case, except, I guess, in some replays now, where we're going to start to hear these words. When Joe Maddon says he has a read and it looks like this, and that's why it's a balk or not a balk, we're going to hear more and more of that, of what players are really saying out there. And
the thing is, though, that when you talk about listening to the views of players and the umpires down there, you know, theoretically, okay, fine. But we all have these images of red-faced managers and players screaming at umpires, and occasionally the umpires turning a little red-faced and yelling back. And I'd love to hear what they're saying, but then I wouldn't want to broadcast it.
Well, I certainly some discretion is required. And rarely are these things live. They're taped and then replayed when they're found to be suitable. But I would say this also. Guys like Joe Maddon and Charlie Manuel, these are very smart guys at the top of their game. And they're a big reason why both teams are in the World Series today.
I wonder if the umpire and the coach or somebody else might say, yeah, I have to be controlling this, Mike. I want to be able to reach around and switch the thing off, because you might need a private moment with somebody. You know what I mean?
Well, it's up to the broadcaster to use its discretion and to make sure that if there is a rare moment of not true insight, but where people are truly human and might say something that they wish would not be broadcast, it's not going to be broadcast. Those are the terms and conditions that we have with all the players and the managers and even the umps, is that if something is said that is unfortunate, however true it may be, it's not going to be aired. Almost without exception, it will not be aired. And so increasingly, I think with technology, I guess this is the overall point, those who are on center stage have to understand the camera or the microphone does not blink.
Bob Bowman runs Advanced Media at Major League Baseball. Bob, thank you.
Happy to join you.